This piece was brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips, RT11.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
Today, across the United States, citizens and McDonald's employees alike have come together outside of flagship McDonald's across the country to protest their low wages and deliver petitions that demand McDonald's pay them a living wage. The protests come in the wake of a national rally held in August in which fast food workers gathered to protest low wages at various chain restaurants across the country. The goal was to convince fast food company CEOs to raise the hourly wages to $15 an hour. Unfortunately, the goal was not met, but the rally did raise considerable awareness for workers' rights. Adding fuel to the workers' fire, McDonald's released a document called Mc Resources that was intended to serve as a guide for their employees who struggle to live on the $7.25 an hour they are paid. Mc Resources offers helpful tips, such as sing away your stress, take vacations twice a year, stop complaining because it is bad for blood pressure, and break your food into tiny pieces to make you feel fuller. Workers and supporters of employees are fed up with this type of disconnected literature, which is one of the reasons protests were staged today. Heritage Radio Network was live on the scene to talk to some of the protesters and find out why they had come out on this brisk December day to rally against McDonald's.
My name is Paul Pelequin from Brooklyn, New York. I'm here because people everywhere should have a living wage and retirement, opportunity for housing and stuff like that. And obviously McDonald's workers are not getting it. And they could get it because the company's very profitable. The CEOs should get a living wage too. Bring their high wages down to a living wage, not an excessive, exorbitant, greedy pig wages. And the workers should get a living wage. They work hard.
On December 5th, workers are planning a one-day walkout in fast food restaurants in 100 different cities. This would mark the largest effort yet towards the movement for a living wage. The hope is that normal operations will be disrupted to the point that the workers will be taken seriously in their demands. The protesters are hoping for an increase to $15 an hour, although President Obama said in November that he would back a Senate measure to raise the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Heritage Radio Network will be standing by to see how the walkout unfolds. It is our hope that the demonstration proves effective, because no full-time employees working for a Fortune 500 company should have to wonder how they're going to feed themselves and pay their bills. I'm Sarah Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is the Kooksan Soom Fog Chop version of Frog and Toad by Archie Pelago. Thanks for listening.